Good morning, boys and girls. Nice to see you all here this morning. Now, can anyone tell me what you've been doing this week?
Been on holiday.
Been on holiday, okay. Has anyone else been somewhere else? Like to Holiday Bible Club? Who's enjoyed it? Well, this morning, I want to tell you a story. And I know you've learned a verse last week. One of the verses was, Jesus is the way. That's right, Matthew. Jesus is the way. Now, Jesus was lived a long time ago. He's alive now, but of course he's in heaven, so we don't see him. He's left us his spirit. But when Jesus was alive and he was on earth, he had 12 disciples. And he wanted to teach his disciples that story, that he is the way. Now, one day, Jesus and his disciples have been feeding lots of people, and it's told to us in Matthew's Gospel, it's the feeding of the 5,000, where he fed 5,000 people. And then in the evening, he told his disciples to get in a boat.
So they've got a boat here.
And Jesus was up on a hillside praying. So you have to imagine Jesus is up here somewhere praying and the disciples are going across the Lake of Galilee.
So this is the Lake of Galilee.
And do you know what happened? After a couple of hours of rowing, it started to get really windy. And do you know what happened to the sea? What happens when it gets windy? What happens to the sea? That's why it gets all rough, doesn't it?
So you have to see the waves. Here we go. Oh, look at this. I know there's a wave under the boat as well. Look, they've lost one of their boats. On the fishing line. So what do you think they do next? They've been worried and they think they're going to fall out of the boat.
So they think, well, we need to go a bit quicker. We need to get to the other side because they're going from Galilee to a place called Gennesaret.
So what they do is they get all the big, big fishermen who are the disciples to take the oars. So here's Peter and Andrew. He can take the other oar with Peter. And they're rowing harder and harder. And are they getting any further?
No, they're not getting any further, are they? But you know what? It's about midnight now. And they've been rowing for about 5 hours. Such a long time, isn't it? 5 hours, that's probably from when you got up this morning to now. And they've been rowing all that time.
And look, they're not getting any further, and the waves are getting bigger. Do you know what happens next?
Things can't get any worse. They see a ghost. They think something's coming to them across the water. And they're scared and they cry out. They say, oh no, who's that? And you know, it's Jesus. And Jesus said to them, don't be afraid, for it is I. And do you know what happened? When Jesus got in the boat, what do you think happened to the waves?
That's right, it was at 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus gets into the boat, and it all becomes calm again. And the boat makes it all the way to the other side.
And do you know what, boys and girls? Jesus didn't do that to scare the disciples. He did that because he wanted to teach the disciples that if they trust in him, then he'll look after them. And that, more importantly, that he will save them. So just as Jesus taught the disciples that he was the way, today we can trust in Jesus as well.
So I hope you've listened very well to the story.